Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Do the math. Voters don't matter. Delegates do. Winning the nomination for a Republican or a Democrat is a tense roundup of individual delegates, not so much voters. Vexation without representation is Campaign 2012. The Art of Delegating. On this Tuesday, March 6th, 2012, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Had to get that year right this morning. Good Super Tuesday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Delegate counting. That's the art of delegate counting, anyway, begins our hour. A look at the law behind government-sponsored assassinations, also the power of a campaign advertising blitz. Here's what you're talking about.
The amount of attack as by Romney plus low turnout equals no brokered convention in Tampa.
Formula for success. That's David in North Miami Beach, Florida, giving his thoughts on this Super Tuesday. We're going to be looking at decision points in this campaign. Tell us a story of what caused you to make up your mind about a candidate. Any election, any candidate. What got you off the fence and got you to cast a vote? Wedge issues, the economy, or something more personal? Tell us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
And as you heard, voting is taking place across 10 states from Virginia to Alaska. The biggest prize, though, might be the state of Ohio. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum have been campaigning relentlessly across the Buckeye state after polls showed them running in a virtual dead heat. Here's Romney trying to close the deal with supporters in Zanesville.
I need your vote. Get out there and together we can keep America the hope of the earth.
Political analysts caution Ohio could give mixed results. Santorum could win the popular vote but fall behind in delegates because his campaign failed to get on the ballot in three of the congressional districts. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is banking on his home state of Georgia for a big win to keep his hopes alive.
Georgia was very important, just as Michigan was important to Romney. Pennsylvania will be important to Santorum. If you can't carry your home state where people know you, I think you can't stay in the race.
Georgia awards the most delegates in today's contests, where altogether 419 delegates are up for grabs. Ron Paul has spent the past 24 hours in the caucus state of Idaho, where he drew a crowd of 1,000 people during a late-night rally.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran must not be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. President Obama agrees, but also says there is still a window of opportunity for diplomacy with the Iranians. Netanyahu says Israel has waited for the international community to act for years.
The Jewish state will not allow those who seek our destruction to possess the means to achieve that goal. A nuclear-armed Iran must be stopped.
Netanyahu's comments come as Tehran reverses course and agrees to allow UN nuclear inspectors into a secret military site. Senator John McCain calling for the U.S.-led airstrikes against Syria. He accuses the Obama administration of being too soft against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad and his deadly crackdown on anti-government protesters. McCain reaffirmed his stance as recently as last month that the U.S. should resolve conflict in Syria without putting American boots on the ground, though.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the decision to kill a U.S. citizen living abroad because of a terrorist threat was legal under the Constitution. Holder's speech at Northwestern University in Chicago were the first public comments since the killing of American-born al-Qaeda operative Anwar al-Awlaki 5 months ago in Yemen. Holder outlined a three-part test for legality in these situations, including ruling out capture and being consistent with the laws of war. We'll talk about this later this hour. Also, some leading economists are becoming more optimistic about the U.S. economy. They tell an Associated Press survey to expect the unemployment rate to drop to 7.4% by the end of next year. That's lower than the earlier estimate of 7.8%.
Later this hour.
All the energy is on one side, and that's on Santorum's side. What we're seeing on the other side is a whole bunch of money. But I think, you know, the energy and the focus of the Santorum supporters will, in the end, win out.
Will that prediction prove true? That's Mike DeWine, Ohio Attorney General, speaking yesterday on the program. We'll take a look at a variety of perspectives from the great state of Ohio as we look at all of the Super Tuesday contests. Stay with us.